Dear students, the internet has brought us many disruptive technologies, as they are called. And some have been very successful and some have been hit or miss. One of the ones that many people would say is hit or miss are the real estate websites such as Zillow, Trulia, and Redfin, because there's an entire industry fighting back at them. And what these websites want to do is allow you to do your own research on real estate. And, of course, they're trying to make money, so they're going to sell advertising. They're free services, but they're trying to make money. And then they'll hook you up with a realtor. But a lot of the realtors are doing their best to destroy these guys because they don't like them. That's a story unto itself. But let's take a look at Zillow. Trulia and Zillow, I think, have merged. And then Redfin, you don't hear too much about, but you hear a lot about Zillow. That's the big one in the industry. And what are they trying to do? They're trying to make it easy for you to buy or sell or rent your home. And see, it remembers the ones I've been looking at, so I've been playing around here. But we're going to take a look at three different, maybe four, different residents in the South Bay. And I chose these because during the Great Recession, I was so amazed, and you know, everybody else was, not amazed and alarmed at what was going on. So I was just go anywhere in East Chula Vista and just wave a stick around, and a lot of those houses were in foreclosure. So I was doing my best to keep on top and see what was going on. And so I've kept a couple that I've been watching over the years. So let's look at one which is fairly close to the college. 1234 El Cortez, and see if it remembers. It tries to remember what you. Okay, there it is. There it is. El Cortez Court. Now again, please don't go knocking on this person's door. I don't know who this is. I haven't met them or any. I don't know who they are. So, but they're just. This house is typical of what happened in the Great Recession, and it's, unfortunately the data only goes back so far because you could. It's about the graph, as we'll see, that only goes back so far. So what is Zillow doing? They're telling you that they think, given their algorithms and the data that they consume, which is all public data, by the way, they believe it's worth about $475,000. And they think you could rent it for about $2,500 a month. All right? And then if you went and got, see current rates, they're going to advertise companies that do mortgages. They figure, you could get about $1,875 if you were to have a payment for this. All right? So when was it built? 2001, single family, all the good stuff about it. But what are we interested in? We're interested in the price. Notice they're saying, we think it's anywhere between $450,000 and $500,000. Now, what has happened, of course, is that people have become accustomed to this, you know, instant data, instantaneous. Zillow doesn't know if that's what it's actually going to sell for, because they don't know enough about the house and they don't know enough about the situation of the sellers and the buyers, and so you're going to find that these numbers are way off from what actually happens when there is a sale, and they'll be the first to tell you that, and of course the real estate agents will be sure to tell you that. But people have become obsessed with these estimates. So much so that they check their house prices every day. And folks, that's go ahead and do it if it makes you feel good. But you're fooling yourself and you think these are the right numbers. And what I liked, and unfortunately, as I said, they only go back 10 years, is they show you a graph of what's happened so far. And I wish they would go back to the great run-up in the 2000s, which they don't. And you would see it just skyrocket up and then the bubble bursting. These are transactions, and some of them are a little bogus. But let's ignore that, and let's look at more harder data. And this is the data, and this is the price tax history that comes from, to the best of their abilities, the data that is public in the county admin building, right, or the county courthouse or the city courthouse, no matter where you are. So it sold in 2000. They said it was built in 2000, probably built in 2000. I'm sorry, they said it was built in 2001, but it was probably built in 2000, because that makes sense. These neighborhoods were coming up for a little under 200,000. And then 4 years later, a little over 4 years later, 4.5 years later, wow, 449. Amazing. Look how much it's gone up. 2 years later, it sold just a little bit more, right? And then 2009, it sold for 411. So what's going on here, right? No, that's not a sale. I don't think that's a sale. I think that's a foreclosure. And that's what the bank must have valued it at, because they had to foreclose probably. We don't know. We don't know. We need to go into the county record. We really need to go into the county courthouse, the county admin building, and just see exactly how that sale was, because I don't think it's a sale. I think it's a foreclosure. Because look, 2 months later, they listed it for sale for $248. That's what happened, folks. So this person who bought it at the pretty close to the height of the bubble here, 2006, paid $455. And 6 years before, it had sold for $200,000. This is what was going on. And then they foreclosed and were able to sell for $250. 5-6 years later, it was sold eventually. They tried to sell it. They removed it, and they sold it for $385. And you're pretty sure that that's a hard sale. That's not a bank doing something or other, because you have the agent's name there. So now that was, 2015? So not quite 4 years later, they believe it's worth about $475. So it's finally gotten to where it was at the height of the bubble in 2006, 2007. And that's what a good friend of mine who's pretty sharp said. She said, it's going to take 10 years for us to get back to normal. And in some cases, she's right. In other cases, she's not. So let's take a look at another, example. And so that, you understand, check it out now. Now, again, please don't go to these people and knock on their door and say, oh, did you know Mr. Piano is using your house in his presentation? Please don't do that, okay? So let's take a look at another one, and that's 719-721 Ada Street. Now, where is this? This is over by Palomar Trolley Stop, not San Diego, Chula Vista, excuse me. And that is, did I get it right? Yes, I did. Right by Palomar I-5, there's the trolley, there's the trolley stop right there. And it's a nice little duplex. It's a duplex, a two-little duplex. And they think it's worth about $466, right? And again, we wish you could see the graph, because if you go back to 2000, the graph is just unbelievable. It's nice. Yeah, it's a nice little place, a little two-bedroom. It's going up a little bit, they think. And they think anywhere between $444 and $500,000, and it's going to go up a little bit next year. Again, this is all just guesstimates. They call it their Zestimate or Z-estimate or whatever it is. But let's take a look at what happened here. The data goes back to, this place was probably built in the late 50s or early 60s, but it goes back to 1999 when it was sold for $169. 8 years later, at the height of the bubble, somebody bought this place for $570. That's what? $400,000 jump, right? Over 200%. And that person must have thought, hey, you know, housing's been going up 20% a year for these last years. In a few years, this thing's going to be worth $1 million. So let's say they took a loan for took a loan for $500,000, put $70,000 down. Well, what happened? 3 years later, now, it says it was sold, but it wasn't. I think this is a foreclosure. This is a foreclosure, because they wouldn't have just turned around and sold it. Maybe, I don't know. But I think it's a foreclosure, because that's what was going on with the banks. They were just tearing their hairs out, because this person just walked away or stopped making the payments and waited till they kicked them out. And so the person who put this, let's say $70,000, we don't know. We should go down to the county admin building and find out, but they lost their $70,000 down payment. You know, that money's gone. And people would ask me during the Great Recession, "Are you, you know, how you feel about losing 40% in your stock market, in your stock portfolio?" And I said, "Well, you know, I'm not happy about it, but I feel really badly for the real estate investors who've lost everything, and now they still owe $500,000 on a house that's not worth anywhere near that. So they walk away from it, and then the banks have lost over $270,000. And now, do you understand why?" Ben Bernanke and Tim Geithner and Hank Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, Federal Reserve Chairperson, the two Treasury Secretaries, one for Bush and one for Obama, they said, "We held our nose and we wrote the check. Because if the banks fall, the country falls. It's that simple." So let's say the bank put a price tag on the foreclosure, $197. You know, that's not really what it sold for. And then a few months later, they were actually able to sell it to somebody for $225. So between 2007 and 2010, it lost over $400,000. No, what is that? $300,000. Yeah, $350,000. And what do they say it's worth now? $466,000. So it hasn't gotten near what it sold for at the height of the bubble. This is what happened to people's financial lives. They were destroyed. Okay, now let's take a look at a very toony area. Let's see if it remembers it. Is it 1132 Augusta? What do you call it? Augusta, of course. Augusta Place. See if it remembers it. This is over by the right on the golf course by Eastlake Greens. You know where this is, out, you know, past the college. And if you don't, go there, walk around the I wonder if these people get a lot of golf balls through their windows. Anyway, they think it's worth a little over a million bucks, right? And let's watch this, because this is what's going on now. This is why people say, "Hey, are we going to see a recession?" I said, "I don't know, but it looks like it." 1,000 right now. Watch this little graph here. You see there? We wish we could go back to 2000, but there it's falling into the Great Recession, starting as 2009 down to 2012, and 2013 is when prices started coming back. But look, it peaked again. This is just an estimate, but it peaked around 1.1 million. Was that last year sometime? 2018. People said it peaked last year, and now they've been slowly falling. Nothing like the Great Recession 10 years ago, where it fell off a cliff. But again, these are just estimates from Zillow that are iffy at best, and they're saying anywhere from 229 to a little over a million is what they think it's going to be worth when you actually go to sell it or buy it. But let's take a look at the history here. This one has a very checkered history. Let's assume this was built in 1996, because that makes sense. Sold for $410. A couple years later, I think this is a foreclosure. I don't really think that's really what it sold for. So the bank took it over. Somebody got in trouble, and then it sold for $600,000. Because it wouldn't take 8 months for them to sell it, though. Not 10 months. So this might be an actual sale. Maybe it was trashed. Maybe it was trashed and somebody bought it, fixed it up, and sold it for $600. And a year later, somebody sold it for $725. And now it sells for $637. Again, somebody might have trashed it, got in trouble. Who knows? We don't know. But here, we pretty much sure this was a hard sale. In 2004, this is when it was just getting, you know, hot and heavy. This thing sold for $1.25 million. And then 6 years later, somebody's trying to unload it, and they can't. They finally do. We don't know if it's a foreclosure, or we don't know if they actually were able to sell it. But then a month later, they're trying to sell it again. There's a pending sale. It back on the market. It didn't. It fell through. This is 2010, folks. People still believed the world was going to end. A lot of people were hurting still. And so finally it sold, and we can pretty much believe that was a hard sale, that somebody actually took it over because Mr. Joe Nichols was the agent, and so they got real data. And then, sure enough, that person tried to get rid of it and finally sold it in 2012, right before the market started to take off, for $651. And now who's ever living in it now can... I don't take these numbers, take these numbers with, they say, a grain of salt, but they could probably sell for a lot more than what they bought it for. So you see what happened? And folks, don't look at just these three properties. You could just go start typing in properties and taking a look at what happened in the Great Recession. There are horror stories. Hundreds of thousands of people went through bankruptcy, went through foreclosure. It was a horror show. And are we going to go through it again? Someday. I don't think so. And the next recession's coming. Everyone says it's coming. We don't know when, but it's coming. It sort of smells like it. Housing prices are starting to fall. People are late on their car payments, on their credit card bills. And just today we had a week of new job creation, but those numbers are really iffy. You got to look at 3, 4, 5 months. 1 month, the numbers can vary widely. But it sure smells like we're going into another downturn. Now, is it going to be as hard, as horrible as the last one? I don't think so. Doesn't mean I'm right. Doesn't mean I'm wrong. So play with this, see what you think, and see what the Great Recession did to many people's lives. But think about the people who bought at the bottom, right? That's why they say it's not. I don't think it's true, but they say that the symbol in Chinese for crisis is a combination of danger and opportunity. Which I don't think. I think it's actually an urban myth. I don't think it's the truth. I don't think that the Chinese go, "Wow, are you serious?" But yes, there were incredible opportunities to be had, and that's why it's capitalism, folks. It's a series of booms and then subsequent busts. And so, when do you want to be swooping in, you prospective investors? Yes. Have fun, dear students. Be awesome.